League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. We're throwing it down in the late night hours. We've talked NBA basketball. We've talked a little NHL hockey. We ripped Urban Meyer, rightfully so, and it won't be the last time. Good job, Urban, hiring the one strength and conditioning coach that left amongst bullying, not just racism and bullying. Racism, A, you hired a racist bully. Good job. Right out of Urban Meyer's playbook, though, isn't it? So Jason B. Tackerfin's going to join us talking about Trevor Bauer. And, you know, basically, it depends on what market you're in. It's funny because the New York Post is all over this. But listen, I am a Dodger fan and I like Trevor Bauer, but it doesn't mean I'm going to like everything that he does. And I think it was a jackass move that he pulled when the guy was signing Met hats and selling them. All right. Like acting like he's about to sign with the Mets. And, oh, sorry, I pulled a fast one on you. And, you know, you haven't even showed up at the Dodgers' first press conference yet, and you're on Twitter bitching about Dodger fans harassing you for autographs. You're getting $40 million, bro. Shut up. All right? I always take athletes' side when people rip them about how much money they make. But, you know, it's like Homer said. You're a celebrity. You're now owned by the public. All right? You know? Trust me, it's happened to me where I'm standing in a Burger King and some dude comes up to me and asks me who I like in a UFC main event. And I can say, you know what, this is bothersome. Or I can say, well, it's actually flattering that this guy gives a crap who I like in a UFC main event. Right? If you don't want to be famous, don't sign with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Go play in the Japanese league, bro. You know, seriously, go play in the Japanese. You don't want fans, but go play in the Japanese league. You know, and I like Trevor Bauer and I'm glad the Dodgers signed him, but shut up. Oh, yeah, autograph seekers. Yeah, don't worry. Get some people out. You want to know who the real all-star is? It ain't Trevor Bauer. It's Rachel Luba. How about this? And this was just tweeted to us as we were talking about this earlier. I wanted to get to this. Thank you to Pete for sending this at Sports Rage on Twitter. How about this? 205 games. Trevor Bauer, 75-64 record. 3.90 earned run average. His whip is 1.26. There's another pitcher. 224 games, 76-67 record, 3.83, and a 1.26 whip. Pretty much exactly the damn same numbers. Who's that other pitcher? Tanner Roark. Yeah, that's right. Tanner Roark getting $40 million a year. Great job, Rachel. Bring it.
Look, you have a simple choice. Keep listening and get the winning edge, or don't and wish you had. We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Sports Grid.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's only ever been one thing in your life that's been there for you. It's meant memories, family, friends.
And yeah, we'll say it.
Fun. Welcome to your home for talking sports. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Do you have a gambling problem?
No, I enjoy it. It's a hobby.
outrage. I am Morenci. Jason P. Tackerton will step up and join us a little bit later on this evening. Shows just fly by quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. It's amazing to me. So we were just talking about Trevor Bauer. So Trevor Bauer's pitched in 205 games, has a 75-64 record, 3.90 earned run average, a 1.26 whip. Tanner Roark has pitched in 224 games. So he's pitched in 19 more games. He's won one more game. He's lost three more. He has his ERA is 0.7 lower, and they have the exact same whip. Don't tell me that basically, you know what? Trevor Bauer is the Conor McGregor of baseball. He's nowhere near the best pitcher. He's not the best player, but he runs his mouth. He talks the most, and he's got an agent that I don't know, like, really? Like, I'm dead serious. We'll talk about this with Jason. Like, I don't think people realize. Like, what's going on? Like, how the hell did Rachel Luma pull this off? Like, if I'm a baseball player, I'm firing my agent. Especially now, man. Baseball teams, oh, we don't have any money. How much money does Tanner Roark make? Does anyone know, does Tanner Roark even have a tongue? Can he even talk, Matthias? Because I don't know. Have you ever heard him talk? Think about if you're a baseball team. I don't know. One guy doesn't make $40 million a year. One guy won't tell us that we suck on Twitter. One guy won't throw a baseball and nearly hit our center fielder after he gives up a home run. All right, Tanner Roark's salary. How much does this guy make?
He made $8 million last year. That was his salary last year. 2020, he's making $4 million. Over 4.4.
And you heard these numbers. He's the same pitcher. He's the same pitcher as Trevor Bauer. it's amazing. And like I said, the thing is, baseball teams can afford it. So I'm not, this isn't, I'm not criticizing Trevor Bauer for getting this money. I'm not criticizing his agent for getting the money. I'm praising her. Yet it's amazing, isn't it? Well, we talk about the money that Bauer gets comparable to other good pitchers. You know, you just want to talk about being a great agent. This lady is a great agent. a great agent. And you know what's amazing? Is Trevor Bauer is her only client. I think Cecil Puig recently signed. But basically, Trevor Bauer was like her only client. And she pulls off like one of the biggest deals ever. Now listen, it's only $100 million. You say, oh, well, there's bigger deals. Yeah, they've got an opt-out after 1 year. He's the first player ever to get $40 million in 1 year. Just for the record, Roark is going to get $12 million this year. He's going to get $12 million this year. Still a bargain, comparable. Still a comparable bargain to what Trevor Bauer is. The thing is, the Dodgers didn't have a choice, and we talked about that. I mean, we talked about it, that the Dodgers didn't have a choice. And, you know, you look at what San Diego's been doing. Even though the Dodgers are the defending World Series champions, it doesn't matter. San Diego is just stacked. All right, so San Diego is stacked. And, you know, what the hell were the Los Angeles Dodgers going to do? Just stand by and watch San Diego take the division over? So the thing is with Trevor Bauer, there'll be more pressure on him nationally than there will in Los Angeles. You know, the Dodger fan base is very passionate, but the Los Angeles media, they're not malicious, right? They're not, like, put it this way, like, he's getting ripped. He's getting ripped in the New York Post right now, Bauer, for his autograph. They're like, can you believe this guy? He makes $40 million a year and he doesn't want to give any autographs. Right? People in LA don't care. That's the beautiful thing about playing in Los Angeles. Nobody cares about anything. All right, like it's got to be real drama for them to actually care. You know, in some markets, basically every little thing becomes a big thing. But, and I knew Bauer would have been a disaster in New York. It's a perfect spot for him in Los Angeles. But, you know, the crazy thing is, even if he doesn't perform great, he still gets paid. And he'll get paid again. Like, that's the crazy thing. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like suddenly he's going to take, you know, get, you know, only be making $20 million a year. You know, he's set up right now, and he's going to renegotiate another deal in a couple of years. These, like I said, Rachel Luba, she's really changed the way, you know, players are going to look at doing contracts moving forward right now. You always hear about the team has an out clause, you know, or the player will have an out clause after like 3 years or something like that, or 4 years. But, you know, Trevor Bauer's got an out clause after 1 year, which is like unheard of. And to get to become the first player to be making $40 million, freaking crazy. All right, so, man, I'm blown away by this. So, listen, you know, if you think basketball is done for the night, it's not. It's not. Little Australian action, NBL. So anyone, longtime listeners of us know, almost like an alcoholic or a drug addict, we've had a problem in the past with international basketball in the middle of the night. We've, you know, and we found ourselves betting on the Korean League, the Filipino League, the Australian League, the Israeli League, the Japanese leagues, and all fine basketball leagues. But the problem is, you know, you have a problem when you're betting on the Filipino D League. The Philippines copy everything America does. Like, instead of the NBA, it's the PBA, right? Philippines Basketball Association. They actually call their university teams NCAA, okay? They really do. They have, like, instead of the PBA, they have the PBA. It used to be the D League. Now it's the G League, the PBA. So, like, the Philippines. But that's when you've got a problem. When you're up at 5 a.m. and you've got, like, $600 on a Filipino G League game, that's when you've got a problem. But all you need to know.
That's a pretty big problem.
Oh, well, that's when you have to, you know, admit, right, that you're one step away from a Gamblers Anonymous meeting. But there's a difference between betting on the Filipino D League and betting on the Australian League. And all you need to know about the Australian League is, look, LaMelo Ball came from this league. And I happen to know this league. And this is a good league. It's not a fly-by-night league. Like, some of these leagues that we bet on are fly-by-night. This stuff is real basketball. It's good basketball. The Australian, you know, Australia, they're good at basketball. They have a good national team. They've, you know, they've got some good Australian players. Ben Simmons, Australian. So, the Sydney Kings. The Sydney Kings in action this evening against a team that I know well. All right, the New Zealand Breakers. And as a New Zealand Breaker fan, that's right, Matthias, I'm a fan. Like, I'm actually a New Zealand Breaker fan. I've followed this team for years, but I'll tell you, they're not very good. Okay? And they're terrible on the road. They're going to lose tonight to Sydney. Lay the 4 points with the Sydney Kings. Sydney, where, like, they look like the Lakers sitting.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Points. That's late night Australian action for you hardcore degenerates. Tell them Renzi sent you.
To be honest, We should come with a warning label.
Caution.
24-hour sports talk
may cause mild addiction.
Get on the grid. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's not your wife. It's not your kids. It's not your neighbor. And it sure isn't your boss. Only we understand you. We are your friends.
You're listening to The Winning Edge.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenza. We're throwing it down. Sports Grid Radio Network's kicking it. SiriusXM Channel 204. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. Well, it's time. And it's hard to believe that it's that time of the year right now because we're just a couple of days removed from the Super Bowl, and Tom Brady's still hungover right now from the party of the Super Bowl. But pitchers and catchers are set to report next week. And Trevor Bauer had his introductory press conference today with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Let's talk some baseball with one of our baseball insiders, a man who is a former executive and general manager of the Vancouver Canadiens, won a couple of championships, an affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. A-Ball steps up and in a great baseball podcast that he has. Jason B. Takafin steps up and in. Jason, it's always a pleasure, my man. How you doing?
Always great to see you, Gabe. Thanks for having me.
So the Trevor era has begun in Los Angeles, and it's been an auspicious start for Trevor Bauer. So Dodger fans, listen, Dodger fans are kind of laid back as it is to begin with, and especially following a World Series championship. But with everything that San Diego's been doing, it was clear Los Angeles had to do something as well. So they put some big, big-time money on the table, a crazy contract that I want to get your thoughts on in a couple of minutes here for Trevor Bauer. Trevor Bauer, of course, trolled New York Met fans, and we'll get to that as well. But Trevor Bauer shows up in Los Angeles and tweets last night, Dodger fans, I love you already. I'm excited to meet you all and interact with you. And I love signing autographs for fans. But please, have some respect for my personal space when I'm at my house or hotel. It's not okay to follow me through the hotel demanding that I sign. Yeah. We're off to a great start, Jason. Thanks for joining us. How you doing, Jason?
I'm good. You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of, remember when Randy Johnson talked over that cameraman in his first day? And it was the same idea, although the Yankees hadn't won a championship in a few years, the Red Sox had, so he was their big signing to kind of equalize things. So the tone was a little bit different. Obviously, the Dodgers are coming off a championship. But yeah, it's a tough thing to read because he's of all major league players, Trevor Bauer probably connects with fans the most. He gives them free content. So I understand that. But Dodgers fans are talking about a team that's led the league in attendance since 2012. You're talking about a team that has been defeated the last four World Series, probably has, obviously the Red Sox and Yankees are more, let's say, popular teams, but per capita, I would put the Dodgers up against any team. Not just in baseball, but mostly North American sports, about just passionate fan base. He better get used to that. He better get used to that passion. It's a little bit different than Cleveland, a little bit different than Cincinnati.
Yeah, a lot different than Cleveland and Cincinnati. And he has to understand, and I get it. Fans can be jackasses and autograph seekers can be jackasses, and you don't want to be stalked in your hotel. But at the same point in time, you just signed a blockbuster deal with one of the biggest brands in all of sports who happen to be the defending champions. Wouldn't you want people to be excited? Wouldn't you want? I mean, that's the thing, right? I've always been fascinated by athletes like that. They hate the media and they hate the fans, but they need the media and they like the fans when it comes to all-star voting, right?
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Then suddenly it's like, hey, no, I'm cool, man. You guys are great. And I get it. You're totally right. Trevor Bauer is the most sort of fan-like, or he'll throw his own union under the bus. Like, he'll say whatever is on his mind. But at the same point in time, bro, you get $40 million. You're getting the first player ever to make $40 million in a year. you're showing up to Los Angeles. It's not the way you want to show up. But I thought the same thing about Randy Johnson. Don't take a picture of me, man. Right. I told you.
That's all I ask.
Get the camera out of my face.
And I understand, you know, I guess I would need to really examine the tone because also with COVID, you can say, okay, he's really worried about his personal space and there's that aspect of it. So, you know, maybe give him a little bit, maybe a carte blanche for this because he does connect so much. But it's, firstly, you talk about how this is in response to the San Diego Padres. I know you're a Dodgers fan. How excited are you for that first series? Padres and Dodgers.
Every one of these series. It's going to be all out wars. It really is. And, you know, that's what baseball needs, passion. Oh, I love the passion that San Diego plays with, too. Their swagger on the field. They don't apologize for it. We need more of that. No apologies. That should be baseball's new motto. No apologies.
Yeah. And you know what? Eric Hosmer, Yu Darvish, these are veterans who'll keep everybody in line. Manny Machado's been around the block, you know, with some scandals, or at the very least, you know, going high on Dustin Pedroia in 2017 and stepping on the Milwaukee's first baseman in the 2018 NLCS. So they have people to keep everybody in line. This is the most excited I've been about a rivalry in baseball, easily since Red Sox Yankees in 2003-2004. This is actually very much what it is like. Is you just have two behemoths that just keep going, throwing just haymakers at each other, and their lineups are totally stacked. And that doesn't even include Mike Clevinger, who's coming in 2022 because he has Tommy John this year.
Jason B. Takafin kicking it with us on Sports Rage Late Night. You know, Jason, I am somebody in the media that's actually rare in the sense that I defend the players a hell of a lot more than a lot of people do. And I don't buy into when Joe Sixpack talks about, well, you know what, I'm a truck driver, or I do this, I work, you know, I make $20 an hour, and Le'Veon Bell, this guy should shut up, he's lucky he's making $12 million. No, he's not lucky he's making $12 million. He didn't win a lottery. He worked his entire life, and he has a skill set that happens to be worth tens of millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. So I totally get that. Yet, at the same point in time, looking at Trevor Bauer's Twitter account right now, I understand somebody responds to him. You're making $40 million this year. You want to be a public figure and social influencer in Hollywood, California. This is what you asked for. Get a security guard and grow a pair.
There's your welcome to New York. Or like
I'm going to Hollywood, California. Don't bother me.
Right. So, the benefit of the doubt. I mean, this is a guy who, when he was traded from the Indians, went into the outfield and just like hung out with fans over like before
he's
he
left. Also a guy that threw a ball into the outfield as well, but that's another story.
What an arm, by the way. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. There could be a COVID thing with players, especially in the NHL, and there's like three or four games postponed per day. I'll give him the benefit of that. He may not want to come into physical contact with people he may not know. He has shown throughout his entire career to actually come into contact with people, a bunch of people.
Yeah, yeah.
And
to his defense on Twitter right now, just to get both sides, because I'm just telling the story. I just report the news, right? So we'll get both sides. Bauer is known as being pretty friendly, and there's a lot of people asking, I won't bother you in person, there's a pandemic, but if I send you a ball, will you sign it? And he's like, no problem. He's actually responding to people saying, I'll sign balls for you, no problem.
Yeah, that's wonderful, and that's and you know what? That's, you know, to use a term, on brand. I think that he has been very vocal about how baseball players need to kind of be in touch with fans and need to be in touch with the people and need to reconnect. And that is definitely something that I think he would do. And not to mention, his agent, Rachel Luba, is also very vocal and also is very connected to the fan base and is very open about these negotiations.
She's
very
on Twitter more than I am.
Right. Well, I'm on Twitter more than you are. But like it's a real breath of fresh air, not just how it's a very unlike, you know, she's a UCLA gymnast turned MLB agent without any other clients except for Yasiel Puig. It's a breath of fresh air that she's not sort of taken the conventional route of being a major baseball agent. Same thing with like Republic Sports and Rafa Nieves, and which is actually nice that there's people getting involved in baseball that, you know, aren't just former ex-players. I love how open she is. I love how connected she is with fans. I like how she just kind of cuts the BS. and it's very refreshing. And this contract that she signed, which is two club options, 3 years, $102 million, split out 40 in the first year, 45, then 17. That's going to keep her busy, obviously, because she can renegotiate it every single year, or at the very least, there's a lot of leverage. But also, there's something to be said about this is not a Miguel Cabrera or Albert Pujols-like deal. This is not going to see a player who's past their prime in their last 3-4 years making $20, $40 million or whatever, you know, and it kind of dampens their legacy a little bit, or at the very least, you see them just playing out the string, making a ton of money, half the player that they were. This is 3 years. He can probably sign another contract. He may even sign another contract after next year. I give her and Luba Sports full marks for this. I think it's a very impressive. Contract, and I actually think it should be the template for players moving forward. What is interesting from the Dodgers' perspective is this does not seem. They don't have the leverage with this. It's very possible, Gabe, and going into 2022, they can lose Clayton Kershaw and Trevor Bauer for nothing.
That's what was amazing to me about this contract, and I wanted to get into it as somebody that's been a baseball executive, in which it's amazing, did a 28-year-old gymnast from UCLA, who's a Twitter influencer and a podcaster, just change and revolutionize contracts in sports in a way that Scott Boras or Drew Rosenhaus or none of these guys ever have.
That's
actually amazing. No, it really is. So listen, we're coming up against it here in a minute. But I did want to get into Rachel and what she's accomplished as anyone, man or woman, to be 28 years old. And you know, and that's why I wanted to get your thoughts on it. They, you know, can you imagine people rolling their eyes when they first saw her? Oh, this is his agent? Are you kidding me? Right. What, the girl on Twitter? What, like her? This is the girl? And yeah, this girl's a killer. And she's proven that she's a killer. And I'll just tell you one thing. Though Trevor Bauer would not have been a good fit in New York. We talked about Randy Johnson, Trevor Bauer. You can get away with saying this stuff on Twitter in Los Angeles. People won't panic. New York will be different. More with Jason on the other side. Bring it.
Live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Sports Grid is available on the radio, internet, TV, satellite,
and don't forget
our mobile app. So if you're not getting it,
you're just not trying.
Keep it right here. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. Yes, we're going through some football withdrawals, but we've got basketball, we've got hockey, we've got the Daytona 500, and we've got baseball around the corner as well. And we're talking baseball with a man that knows about as much about baseball and the inside of a baseball office and the executive suite than anybody that joins us. A longtime baseball executive in the minor leagues, A-ball with Vancouver, the Vancouver Canadiens, multiple championships over the years. So, Jason, you know, and you've worked with the UFC, and you're an executive now. So, about Rachel and what she's accomplished here, it's unheard of for someone this young, let alone 28, to be negotiating Major League Baseball contracts like this, let alone somebody that doesn't have a lot of experience in the sense of she didn't have a big stable of players. Where I'm going with this, it's amazing what she's done as a 28-year-old woman. And how about Trevor Bauer for actually signing with her?
They both went to UCLA. She's a former athlete, so they speak the same language. And kudos to him. You know, he was one of the first athletes to kind of treat his body very scientifically. And everyone thought he was very kooky and weird 10, 12 years ago when he would do these like very rigorous 30 to 45 minute training sessions. He was the first one to admit that he's treating his body like an experiment in terms of no alcohol consumption or how he stretches or how he throws or how he looks at his post game or how his post practices. And it also goes to show you that think of how many Rachel Lubas, men or male or female, that were left out because they're not part of the old boys club. And here comes someone who just revolutionized how free agents are probably going to sign moving forward, especially guys in their mid-20s who may not get the 6 or 7 year guaranteed, but they're going to get a high AAV and with a few club options. It just goes to show you that there's plenty of smart people that didn't necessarily grow up in the game or not former players. Kudos to her. And her roster is probably going to grow like crazy. athletes, former athletes, coaches, everybody should be on the Luba Sports bandwagon. Like, everybody should.
Now, as Jason said, she was a gymnast at UCLA. Trevor Bauer went to UCLA. She has a degree in communications. Following her retirement from gymnastics, she got into boxing. She boxed. Like, she's an athlete. She actually boxed a little bit. But then she went on to attend law school at Pepperdine. So we're talking about a very smart woman, right?
Right. So, like, not to mention, those are two high baseball schools. So yes, she is probably at, so being around two elite-level baseball schools and meeting some people, that, you know, that probably sort of steered her in that direction.
And she was basically hired as like a 24-year-old by the Major League Baseball Players Association as an attorney representing players in arbitration cases. So she had 22 arbitration cases. She won 12 of them. If you're thinking that's not so good, you don't know the record of arbitration cases. It was a Major League Baseball record at the time.
That's incredible.
She won 12. You know, Jay, like how on, like, come on, what's the person like, really? To win 12 of 22?
Even 8 of 22 would be a lot, because Major League Baseball, the rules of Major League Baseball and the shifts and how the three outcomes of strikeouts, walks, and home runs, they are catered to suppressing stats so that arbitration numbers are kept low. So for her to win these is absolutely incredible and a huge testament to just how bright she is and how outside of the box she thinks.
Yeah, I think actually after that, that's right immediately after that, she started her own agency, Luba Sports. Hell, I want to call her. Can you represent a talk show host?
Right. Yeah, what do you think for a guy with two radio shows a day?
Yeah, exactly. What can you do for me, Rachel? But it's amazing. I just think that, you know what, she wins 12 of 22. She walks out of there. She goes, is that good? She's probably mad she didn't win more. And she's like, no, Rachel, that's really good. That's really, really good. And then she thinks, you know what? These guys were pretty easy to deal with. I think I'm going to become an agent and fleece these guys and make a lot of money. Right? So, but what's amazing to me, you're dealing with the Los Angeles Dodgers, and somehow the player has the option after a year out. That's what changes. And how about the fact that there's a lot of economic uncertainty right now in the world. There's a ton of economic uncertainty around the Major League Baseball world right now. Limited fans, if fans allowed. No labor peace. Collective bargaining agreement comes to an end. Owners tightening up. Boston Red Sox, no one really wants to spend money. Yet somehow Trevor Bauer becomes the first guy ever to be paid more than $40 million in a year.
Yeah, it's really impressive. The Dodgers, to their credit, and again, this really reminds me of 2003, 2004 in baseball, where there's only four or five teams that are spending. But back then, it was because the revenue sharing hadn't kicked in, and teams did not have money. Now it's the opposite, where teams have too much money and they realize that they don't need to spend that much. They can just keep their money and they don't have to spend money on free agents. There's not necessarily an ROI on overspending to get a third starter, and you're better off paying for just super high elite talent. Listen, credit to the Dodgers. You nailed it. They're used to having about 4 million fans in their seats that they're probably not going to have anywhere near that, but they're also making an average of $334 million per year on their Time Warner TV contract, and they're spending it back for the fans. Like, they are re-upping and going for it all. You don't bring in Trevor Bauer with two club options and say, hey, listen, like, we're just kind of, you know, putting our toe in the water. They do not want to lose their space in the NL West, and they probably don't want to lose their space to the Lakers. They want to build a little dynasty, and that, you know, you look at that clubhouse, and I know you're a big culture and clubhouse guy. They may lose Clayton Kershaw. They may lose Kenley Jensen. Justin Turner may not return. So that clubhouse is going to be turned over to Mookie Betts, to Cody Bellinger.
Yeah.
You know, that's very, very different. Like, that's a very different AJ Pollock. That's a very different look.
Different dynamic. You're right.
Yeah, totally. Listen, Kelly Jensen's a catcher turned one of the better relievers over the last decade. Right. And like, he's very pro union. He's very outspoken. One of the known as one of the better leaders, let alone one of the best, you know, closers. Clayton Kershaw was a Hall of Famer by the time he was 28. You know, he's also, you know, the prototypical, you know, guy you want to have in the clubhouse. So that's going to change.
Kershaw can't go anywhere now that his boy Stafford's in Los Angeles. You imagine the irony?
Imagine he goes to either Detroit or Texas. He's still young. Right? Kershaw's 32, 30. He's going to be 33 by the end of next year. So he can still sign. You know, he only pitches six innings a game. So the Dodgers have really monitored his usage, which is so smart. So he can still sign and stay and pitch another 5-6 years, especially with that powerhouse lineup behind him.
Jason B. Tackerfield, man, time always flies, but we love talking ball with you, Jason. So I was saying, a lot, you know, we see a lot of big time teams have tightened the purse strings. The Toronto Blue Jays are not one of them, actually. The Blue Jays have been active. San Diego was active. Los Angeles active. Boston, they're active, all right. They're active with their garage sale, their fire sale. What the hell is this organization doing, man? What the hell are they doing?
So I'll tell you, it's tough because you can't call an owner who has spent so much money and sign all these free agents. Some are good, some are bad, ranging from, you know, the Carl Crawfords of the world, the Josh Beckett's, the John Lackey's. Signing those guys and then calling him cheap. I think he's earned the right to be able to reset the luxury tax. Now, you can say that they print money. They've won four championships, but I think he's earned the right. I will tell you, being a Red Sox fan, although I'm starting to become more of a baseball fan as I grew up a Red Sox fan, and Expos, obviously, I don't think anybody thought that the choice was between Nate Eovaldi or Mookie Betts. Like, no one thought that Mookie Betts and Xander Bogaerts and J.D. Martinez and their third baseman, I'm totally blanking, wouldn't be there for the next 10 years. So there's no reason to think that they were going to lose Mookie Betts. And then all of a sudden, the rumblings last offseason, like, hey, he may not want to sign there. They didn't offer enough money. They undercut him. They kind of insulted him. Rafael DeVers, that's the third baseman. And he's a young guy, too. Yeah. So I don't think everyone thought they were just going to pay him. And you overpay someone like that. And you cannot overpay someone like that because Sam Adams are $13 at Fenway Park. And they're broadcasted in four or five different states. And they sell out every game. And the team is probably worth $4 or $5 billion. So, like, why wouldn't you spend money on the second best player in baseball? And then it kind of all fell apart from there. And it was a tough year last year. It's probably going to be a tough year again this year. It's probably going to be a tough year again the year after that. Xander Bogaerts has an out in his contract. Maybe he'll want to leave. So who knows? But it's definitely, I will say this. It's nice that it's not just the same teams that are spending and it's not just the same storylines.
If you
would have said 2003 that the Red Sox are the ones, you know, counting pennies and the San Diego Padres and the beautiful stadium are the ones that gave Manny Machado all that money, and that they're the ones spending, you know, with Eric Hosmer, and they're the ones that are throwing in for Yu Darvish, and they're the ones that have the, you know, the most exciting player in baseball. That's very refreshing.
Yeah, like, no, that's, it gets boring when it's the same. I totally get that. Yeah, I was just looking at it from a Red Sox perspective, and I was just thinking, Jason, of that John Travolta gif on Twitter, you know, where he's looking around. Yeah, that's Jackie Bradley right now.
Where's he gonna sign? Like, I don't know what the Major Baseball playoffs gonna look like, but I can't see them even coming close to the playoffs, even with a healthy Chris Sale. Like, I don't think they would be in the top. Even if they do 16 teams in the playoff again, I don't think they're in the top half of the AL. Right, I think the White Sox, Twins, Yankees, Blue Jays, Tampa, Houston, Oakland, they're all much better than them. Then I didn't even mention Cleveland, Seattle, maybe even Kansas City, right? So I don't even think they're going to be close this year. I think it's another rebuilding year.
Jason B. Tackerfield with us. So, Jason, on the way out here, we're about a week away right now. They announced they announced that the seven-inning doubleheaders are going to stay. They announced that the runner on second base in extra innings will stay. And I remember last year when we discussed this, you were a fan of it, actually.
Yeah.
And you know what? I didn't have a problem with it. I have more of a problem with the seven-inning thing. Like, last year, I was like, all right, I get it. You started late. It's a pandemic. But seems like baseball players just like it.
They like it. And also, people like it. Like, it's a long day to sit through 19 innings, and it moves it along. And you know what? There's 162 games in a season. So if some games, and they don't play that many games anyways. They don't play that many doubleheaders anyway. So why not? It's different. It allows you to think about the game differently. It allows the guys on air to talk about the game differently, and it's a different strategy. And worst comes to worst, they do it. No one likes it, and they just change it. So no harm, no foul. They might. I am more impressed, and I will encourage baseball to try new things. They are so archaic with a lot of things, and I really applaud them for looking at things differently. I'm not going to say finally, but for looking at things differently and trying things. Doesn't work out, doesn't work out.
I want more attitude. I don't want to see too many rules. And I get it. We adapt. It's time. We've got to get out of here, Jason, but we'll continue our conversation next time we talk. But I mean, look at the Winter World Series, right? Look at the passion. Look at the World Cup.
So much fun.
With the Dominican and the drums and the dancing, and you're encouraged to flip your bat. You're encouraged to like, I'd like to see more attitude. And that's what we talked about. I love San Diego's brashness showing up. Don't apologize for it.
100%.
Show up and ball. Same thing with the Dodgers. You guys are cocky. Be cocky. That's who you are. Right? And that'll help sell the game, in my opinion. Jason, we got to get out of here. But where can people find your baseball podcast? Tell us about it.
At Jason B. Tackerman is my handle. At IBWAA podcast is my baseball podcast. Drops every Tuesday morning. It's a great listen. Gabe, we're going to have you on one time.
Hey, great stuff. We always appreciate your time, Jason. You're the man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with
us. Thanks for having me.
Jason B. Tackerman, the League of Nations Fast continues.
Live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use. Sports Grid. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Grid is available on the radio, internet, TV, satellite,
and don't forget
our mobile app. So if you're not getting it,
you're just not trying.
Keep it right here. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Late night anger management class, the 3-minute warning. Where does the time go when you're full of rage? Great job by our production crew here this evening. Thanks to all of our guests as well. Great panel tonight. We've got another great panel tomorrow night, the Friday night free show is always fun. Tony Finn steps up, and then Steve Merrill. We've got some NASCAR. We'll get Matthias's UFC picks tomorrow night. I know he's fired up. It's a good thing about Matthias. You get fired up about every UFC card. like you're like, oh yeah, this. You know, I'm looking forward to this one. This card is for the hardcores. Couple of spots. We'll get into the fights tomorrow with Matthias. But I'm interested in that coconut bombs and the Cuban Missile Crisis fight. Two of the cooler nicknames in all of combat sports: coconut bombs and the Cuban Missile Crisis. So we'll break that down tomorrow. But you know what? We've got some not overnight picks. Although I do like the Utah Jazz tomorrow, and the point spread's going to go up. But we got some overnight picks for you right now. Some Australian Open tennis. Battle of Canadians, matchup of Canadians. I'm going to take Chapo. We're going to go with Chapo, El Chapo, Dennis Shapoloff here. So we'll go with El Chapo to get it done, to take on Felix Auger. These guys have played each other. They're good friends. They're on the national team together and all that type of stuff. So they've played each other a bunch of times. Chapo always wins. The kid's getting better right now, obviously, but we'll lay the wood here with Chapo. And little Australian basketball in the late night hours, NBL action. I think this game's coming up in about half an hour. It's hard to keep up with the times everywhere, but it is. I think it's coming up in about 30 minutes. The Sydney Kings. You've seen the Sydney Kings, Matthias. That's amazing. You've seen these guys live?
Yes, I have. When they played the Clippers, and Andrew Bogut was the star of the Sydney Kings, and went back home to try to finish his career after
that's cool. Yeah, yeah. The Australian teams used to do a tour in the preseason, take on NBA teams. Lay the 4 points with Sydney, take El Chapo, Australian
There's
Open.
There's a
other
pandemic going on out there.
It's catchy.
It's called
The Winning Edge.
And the only place you can get it
is right here.
Get on the grid
and stay there.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.